Quat Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
You might think this world is chaotic, but God is moving around the world to see disciples made and people won to Christ. Would you like to hear more? My guest today on Encounter is Pastor Robert Stovall. He is the pastor of Hope Vineyard Church in Lima, Missouri. That's in South County. And the director of New Generations North America. Pastor Stovall, welcome.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm almost ready to just say to you, what is happening, Pastor Stovall? But you have been into Kenya. You've been all around the world since you've come here. Oh, I guess it was about 2 years ago. We did a little interview about disciple-making movement. Yes. But what's going on? What would you like to talk about today that would really spark our listeners to realize that God is alive and moving despite how they might feel?
Yeah, it's been a wild ride since our last time together. Yeah, I became the regional director for North America for New Generations. New Generations is a missions organization that focuses primarily on unreached people groups. But as it has flourished and seen God move through disciple-making movements, people here in North America have desired to become a part of that. And so even though we don't have as many unreached people groups here in North America, we do have a desire and a passion here to see disciple-making movements happen here.
Now, New Generations makes me think about younger generations,
yes,
you know, the millennials and younger. Yeah. Is that part of it? Is that part of the whole vision?
To some degree, it is part of it, because where it's happening around the world in Africa and South Asia and Southeast Asia, there are younger people who are coming and becoming a part of disciple-making movements and seeing just amazing things happen. But the idea of New Generations is it's new generations of disciples.
Okay.
So that we think about someone who becomes a disciple, then they make a disciple who then that disciple makes another disciple, and it multiplies generationally throughout. And so that's the whole idea of New Generations.
New Generations. I just love it. And it is so alive, the title, New Generations, North America.
Yeah.
So North America, tell us some of the things that are happening here first, and then we're going to go around the world and you can share about what's happening. Like, for instance, you were telling me about Iran and you just got back from Kenya. So let's start with here at home.
Okay. Yeah. So we here at home in North America, we have just recently started working with disciple making movements here, working with New Generations. And it has proven to be a little more difficult being a more church culture. So when we think about Christianity, and it doesn't really matter, even an unbeliever that we would be sharing our faith with and working with, their immediate question is, where do you go to church? And they think of a location, they don't think of the people, right? And so with disciple-making movements, the whole idea of it is that we make disciples who make disciples, who make disciples, who make disciples. And what we would term as churches would be smaller groups of people, anywhere from 10 to 30, that would meet in homes. But their whole goal is to continue the Great Commission to go and make disciples.
And that's Matthew 28:19.
Exactly.
Share that scripture with those that may not be familiar with it.
Yeah. So at the end of Jesus's resurrection, you know, before he ascended, in Matthew 28, he called his disciples together and he gave them the Great Commission in Matthew 28:18-20. And he started off by saying, "All authority has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age." And so that is the Great Commission. This is what we are all called to do. And I think that's part of the whole idea of what makes disciple-making movements so powerful is that people actually believe that this is something that we're all supposed to be doing, not just a select few, not just the pastors or leaders, but everyone. And so when that gets grabbed a hold of, that whole idea and Jesus's commission and passion to us, then we see multiplying aspects of disciples going on throughout the world.
So are pastors in North America catching that vision so they are helping their congregations learn how to make disciples?
Some are doing that. They are catching that vision and picking it up. There's also some who are outside of what we would call the traditional or the local church who are picking up the vision and starting their own movements with disciple making that, again, starts these smaller house churches that are happening and stuff. So
yeah, let's do this. Let's talk about the, how do you do that? How do you start it and where does it go? And you said generation makes generation makes generation. Talk about the process a little bit so people understand that.
Yeah. So the process of disciple-making movements is you start off with a prayer base. You begin to pray and just really ask God to come and move in a specific area or a specific people group or affinity group. And that is the power of it all. I mean, God is the one who has to make the movement happen. And then you begin to move into places of need. And so you look for places that people are experiencing some form of need in their life, and you begin to minister to that need. And as you're meeting that need, you're really showing the love of Jesus to people. And as you do, then you're looking for a specific type of person. You're looking for a person of peace. Once you find that person of peace, this is somebody who'll listen to you, who'll welcome you into their home, who basically, you know, they have influence in a area of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And once you find that person, then you begin to disciple them. But they open up a whole, they're like gatekeepers into a community. And then they begin to do Discovery Bible Study, which is a vehicle that we use in disciple-making movements. And as they do Discovery Bible Study, then people from that group, they want to do it with some other people that they're doing with. And it becomes this viral aspect that happens, and we see movement happen. And along the way, you as a disciple maker are coaching those people as they're going and reaching other people and seeing God come in that way.
What kind of training are you offering in North America so that people who are saying, you know what, I have some people that I've been praying for a long time, and I can see a peacemaker that I could start with. Where do they turn for that training?
Yeah, so we offer a training called Habits of a Multiplying Disciple. And what it is we've investigated, we've researched these disciple-making movements that are happening around the world and come up with 7 basic habits of a disciple maker that those places where we're seeing hundreds of thousands of people come to Christ, those places that the everyday ordinary disciple maker that they do. So these 7 habits, and we offer this training. We offer it on Zoom. We offer it in person. However, it works for people. And it's a 7-week training. We go through each of the habits. And as we're doing that, we're training, it is a training where we're asking them to actually do the habit, you know, begin to process and develop that habit in their life and stuff. But that's kind of the foundation of disciple making as we begin to do that.
And how are pastors taking this training? Are they using it in conjunction with encouraging people on Sundays to take that training to learn how to help people grow in Christ?
It is being done in a variety of different ways. So some pastors will do that. Some pastors have actually done what we would call a discovery Bible study, which is one of the habits, is developing as a discovery process. They would use the discovery Bible study on a Sunday morning where they'll actually invite conversations from the congregation, or they'll break up their small groups into or their congregation into small groups that will do these discovery Bible studies of 3 to 5 people each and stuff. So there's some that are doing it that way. Some are, you know, taking it out as a, this is an outreach part of their church. So they'll go and they'll work with a team of people and they'll focus in on a specific people group or affinity group of people segment, and begin to look for those persons of peace. Then they begin that whole process. And then some of the pastors are like, we'll just bless you what you're doing. We're going to continue to do what we're doing, you know, and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's, yep. And it's a great thing. Again, you know, disciple making happens in a variety of different ways. One of the things I love about disciple making movements is that it is designed, the way that it works is designed for people who would never darken the door of our traditional church.
Yeah, that's great. Because right? There are so many people that just don't know anything about the word. And if you have to start from scratch, it's like, how do you do that? And how do you pick the point at where that person needs the word the most to start?
The Discovery Bible Study, which is, again, a vehicle of discovery that we use within, once we find a person of peace and they begin to open their community, is very simple. It's essentially 7 questions that we ask that is asked the same every week, every time that they meet, if they meet more than once a week. And the first 3 or 4 are basically, how do we get to know one another? So what are you thankful for? What are you struggling with? How can we help one another or serve our community? Those 3 are developing that kind of community aspect of it. And the whole design of Discovery Bible Study is to create disciples. So in that, we're, you know, what are you thankful for is teaching them how to worship. What are you struggling with, teaching them that they actually need God, they need somebody, and then how can we help somebody that's, you know, meeting needs? And then they'll ask, how did you do with obeying what you said you were going to do last week?
And so it's all accountability.
It's part of it is accountability. It's helping each other. You know, it's a loving accountability. It's how can we help you actually, you know, teach them to obey all that Jesus commanded? How can we help you obey? So then we get into the Bible, actually Bible passage. So you read the passage 2 times, and then you'll summarize it, and then you'll ask, so what do you see here? What stands out to you in this passage? What does this teach us about God? What does this teach us about people? And we'll just kind of explore it, and it's an all play. Everybody discusses it and talks and gives their impressions and those types of things.
So as people get to know each other, Pastor Robert Stovall is my guest, and he is pastor of Hope Vineyard Church in Lima, but also the regional director for New Generations North America. And Pastor Stovall, again, if people are interested in that training, where do they go to find out more?
They can go to newgenerations.org, and that'll have some information on there that they can find the training there. Or they can contact me directly at robert.s@newgenerations.org.
robert.s@newgenerations.org. We're going to be back right after this break to talk about what God is doing overseas and how is this maybe curbing some of the violence in our nation and world. I'm Judy Rowland. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Hey, I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Thanks for coming back. Pastor Robert Stovall is my guest, Pastor Hope Vineyard Church in Lima, and Regional Director for New Generations North America. Well, Pastor Stovall, what are the last 2 points of what they do in the 7 weeks?
Yes, so the Discovery Bible Study, the last two points of it, or the last two questions of a Discovery Bible Study are, so what is God inviting you to do? After you've taken the time to look at the scripture and then question, you know, ask about that and what stood out to you, just asking, what is God inviting you to do? And that's the obedience question, is how are you going to obey what God's actually said to you? And then the last question is, who do you know that needs to hear this? And both of those questions are, again, the obedience question and then the essentially an evangelism question where you're sharing your faith. So who do you know that needs to hear more about this? And so that's what a Discovery Bible Study is, and it's a powerful thing as people take that and run with it in the rest of their lives.
And again, where do they find out more information about the training for this and these things that we've just talked about?
Yes, newgenerations.org.
Newgenerations.org. Mm. Now, how do you hope that this will help curb some of the violence in our nation, these disciple-making studies?
Yes, well, the biggest hope is that it makes disciples of Jesus, and Jesus is the Prince of Peace, right? And so as we become his disciples, as we follow him, we will become people of peace. And that's the biggest hope. That's the biggest change that would happen, is that we would see his followers be people of peace, who would spread peace and love on people that way. That's the main way that this would happen in curbing the violence in our city and in our nation.
You said that things are happening around the world in the mm-hmm. disciple-making movement. Tell us some stories.
Yeah. So there's some great stories that's happening. I just talked to one of our leaders, and they said in this past month, this was with New Generations, but in this past month, they've seen 6,000 churches planted.
That's amazing. Where? All over the world?
All over the world, yeah. In Africa, South Asia, Southeast Asia, just all over the world. You know, amazing things happening there. As you mentioned, I went to Kenya recently, and I talked to a gentleman from Malawi there, and he started doing disciple-making movements in 2018. And right now, he has over 300 Discovery Bible Studies that are going on, and over 100 churches that he's started through this Discovery Bible Study stuff, or this disciple-making movement. But some of the stories with him was he told me these stories like 3 times. He had people who tried to kill him. So he was driving, and he went to a place, and when he got there, someone called him and said, "Hey, where are you at?" And he said, I'm at this place." And he said, "How did you get there?" "I drove." And it's like, "How did you drive there?" "I put something in your gas tank to explode your car." And it's like, well, God protected me. And that guy who tried to kill him is now a disciple maker.
And wow, another, amazing.
Yeah, stories like that are just happening like all over the place. It's just really amazing. We did a training in Mali in March, and we did some training on how to pray for deliverance for people. And one gentleman would go to this clinic and pray for people, clinic for like physical ailments, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's a medical clinic. And he would go periodically and pray for people. They called him in because they had discerned that this lady had needed deliverance, that she had a demon. And so he came in, and it was like a week after we had done the training. He did the training, did exactly what we did in the training. This lady was completely free in like 30 minutes. Just amazing ministry opportunities that are happening. And that's facilitating disciple-making movements in Mali, and just seeing those types of things happen too. It's amazing what we're seeing all around the world and what God's doing.
What about in Iran?
Yeah, so I mentioned this earlier to you, that the fastest growing church in the world, now not the largest, but the fastest growing, is in Iran, and it is through disciple-making movements. And there's a YouTube video on YouTube called Sheep Among Wolves Volume 2. And it's a documentary of this, the growth of this church and what's happening there. And again, just amazing things, seeing God move. And because these aren't like your traditional brick and mortar churches that it's happening, these disciple making movements and discovery Bible studies can happen in 3 to 5 people in a home by themselves, you know, hidden from the government. This can explode, and it's happening all throughout Iran. So that's another just kind of amazing story of what God's doing.
So a church in your definition is what?
A church in our definition would be a group of people who come together to worship God and to fulfill the Great Commission. There's, you know, we talk about it here in the West, number of different markers of like, what is a church and how does it do, and we break those out. And, you know, if we look back into the New Testament and the different things that define the church, you know, this is what a church is, this is what the people of God do, we find those different activities actually happen in smaller groups of people that are connecting together and moving into their community and sharing their faith with one another and seeing disciples made. So yeah, that's kind of the definition there. So
where do you see the future going for our nation and our world?
Whew. that I don't know that I have the prophetic insight for that one, but the biggest thing that I see is that God is on the move, that he has a desperate, loving passion to find people who want to and need his love. And so what I see happening is that we're going to, as this violence and turmoil continues to happen in our world, that there's going to be even a greater need for God's love and his compassion for people. And this is the greatest time for the church to come and express that to the world around us.
Maybe you are feeling that desperate need for helping others grow in Christ, and this disciple-making movement might be a good thing for you. Pastor Robert Stovall has been my guest. And how can people, again, learn more?
So there's two ways. One, you could go to newgenerations.org. That has lots of information on there. Also in there, you would be able to find my email address, which is roberts@newgenerations.org. And you can email me directly and connect with me that way too.
How do you think that today compares with when the disciples were first dispatched?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I think today we have a lot of similarities as far as in our world that, again, people are in desperate need of Jesus. There's violence. There's the world of the first century was very pagan, right? They were
just like it seems like it's today.
Exactly. Just like it seems like today. And so a lot of the stuff that we're experiencing today was the very things that they experienced in the first century world. But ironically, it was that first 3 centuries that we've seen the most growth of Christianity in all of its history. And it was in that environment with, you know, everyday ordinary people like Peter and Paul and these guys who, you know, they were just everyday ordinary people. And God just used them in amazing ways.
So God could use you. He could use me. Mm-hmm. He could use all of us ordinary people to see disciples made. And just think what God could do in this world if we all took that challenge.
Amen. Exactly. Yeah.
Pastor Stovall, to end this show, what message of hope can you bring to our listeners in this world that seems so chaotic, as it probably did to the disciples in the first century?
Yeah, the only message of hope is Jesus. You know, a lot of the turmoil that we have in the world is that we go to other things to find hope, to find our life, to find our source. And Jesus is that life and source and hope. And so how we can bring people to that is the fantastic thing about disciple-making movements.
Disciple Making Movement. Pastor Robert Stovall has been my guest. It's been a joy to interview you. If you're looking for a good home church in South County, Hope Vineyard Church is a good one. And he is Regional Director, New Generations North America. And that website again, Pastor Stovall?
newgenerations.org.
Thank you for joining me. And thank you all for tuning in. Bring a friend next week, would you? To tune in to Encounter. I'm Judy Reslick.
This has been Encounter with Judy Reslick, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.